Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is your brother Elohim coming to you live on Thursday. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on reading what you show. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment. I will get what I want. The question, Do you know what you want? Spend the time working and learning and studying to get it, okay? Every day we're going to give out some kind of little tip here about one little thing that you can do to make things look better in your thought process. First of all, don't try to keep up with the Joneses, okay? You can surpass the Joneses. You don't have to try to keep up with them. Here's the whole thing. Instead of getting on the outside of the circle, chasing what you want around and around and around, get in the middle of the circle. Study. Learn. See how other people are getting what they're getting. Study. Master knowledge that they have, and then when you're ready for it, all you have to do is reach up and grab it, because it constantly comes around and around and around. You can either be on the outside, running around the circle like on a hamster wheel, or you can be inside the circle, monitoring what's going on, and reach up and grab what you want. Okay. Now, we have an interesting topic. That's analysis of what's interesting. Because this society, I mean, you go any channel, anywhere, you try to learn what economics is, they make it so complicated that you never figure it out. I'm watching one channel, and they talk about everything is economics. Everything is not economics. You know what I'm saying? And they want to teach you about economics. How are they going to teach you about economics when they really don't know economics? You know what I mean? We make it very quick, and it's not hard. Okay? And we have a system set up that we've devised coming from the Bible. I'm a Bible thumper. What can I tell you? Maybe I shouldn't call myself a Bible thumper, because that has somehow gave me a negative connotation. So I'm going to start calling myself a Bible coder. I think that would be better. Because I read the Bible as a code book, not as a religious book. But religion, the way they explain religion, you know what I mean? They're not actually following. They're following what real religion is. They're not following. They're following cults. Everything is a cult, not really religious, you know? Anyhow. Yahshua said, become one with the Father. I am my Father, one. How do you become one with the Father? How do you become one with source energy? Realigning yourself with source energy, that's your religion. Okay? And I'm challenging all these guys who come in the Bible talking about their religion is in the Bible, and the Bible's telling them, naming their religion and all that. You come talk to me about that. Okay, we're going to have a good conversation. But today, we're supposed to be talking about economics. So this is what we talk about. Now, let's describe what economics is. Every Thursday, I'm going to go through the same thing just for a little bit until it sinks in. Until I start getting questions and challenges about what I'm saying. Right now, I'm not getting questions and challenges. Everybody's listening, which is good, so that you're taking it in and you can go check out what I'm saying. You know, go to any channel, go on YouTube station or wherever, and I'll go get a book on economics, and they're not going to tell you what I'm telling you. It's so complicated. They got it so convoluted that, I mean, you have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what they're saying, you know? Also, rocket science is not really hard. It's just the way that they set it up makes it hard, but it's not really hard. Anyway, we're not going to talk about rocket science. Okay, now, economics, hear me good. Economics is somebody else working and paying you. That's economics. All that they throw everything in there under the umbrella of economics, and that's not economics. If you don't have somebody working and paying you, you do not have economics. Or if you do not have something working and paying you, you do not have economics. That's why people take their money, and they invest in stuff. They invested in bitcoins, or they invested in gold, or diamonds, or silver, whatever they invest their money in, so that that money can grow over time, and the money is literally working for them. Okay? Well, basically, that's how the stock market is supposed to work. The stock market, you pick a stock, if the stock grow, your money is working for you. Your money is growing. But that is the problem with the stock market. Because if the stock fall, you're going to lose your cash, okay? This is what I'm saying. all right. So now, economics, excuse me. This is late night for me. Economics is somebody else working and paying you, all right? Now, we come up with the concept of the 50% budget. Well, that's the truth be told. It's in the Bible. I'm telling you, that's where I get it from. Most of the stuff I'm running at you, I'm getting it from the Bible because I understand the code, see? Remember the story of Joseph. What they did to Joseph and the problem he had with his family, and his father loved him, and they threw him in a hole, and he got went in and sent him to Egypt as a slave. They run the whole nine yards. All that's a good story. What was the moral of the story? The moral of the story is, how did he save Kenneth? Okay? As a grand vizier, that's an economic guy in Kemet, okay? The queen has a grand vizier, the Rothschild, or the queen's grand vizier. I'm still not throwing it out there, in case you don't know. He told Pharaoh, spend half your crop, save half your crop for 7 years. And when a famine hit, you'll be okay. Now think about that. That's the 50% budget. How would you like to have half the money that you've spent all your life? Hello? See what I'm saying? That's the 50% budget. Half you live off, half you save to invest so that you can create economics for yourself. Money is supposed to be set aside to produce economics. Economics is somebody or something working and paying you, all right? Now, they run everything together, but it's not together. Now, is there a difference between economics and commerce? Yes, there's a big difference between economics and commerce. Well, that is, I'll hold it up. What's the difference between economics and commerce? In fact, we're going to talk about that this week and next week. What's the difference between economics and commerce, okay? Economics is where your wealth comes from. It's where your money is really generated. It's generated through economics. Commerce is where your jobs come from so that you can get economics. Hello? Commerce is buying and selling. That's commerce. Hello, it's, boy, you mean it's that simple? Commerce is that simple. Buying and selling, okay? Because when you're dealing with commerce, that takes you into manufacturing. When you get into manufacturing, that takes you into a steady stream of suppliers and suppliers. That brings you into a stable form of business, which turns into governments because you have to protect your business. And then you have boots on the ground, some kind of security to protect the money that you're making in your business when you're engaged in commerce. Okay. What are the commercial rules? Maritime law, the law of the sea. That's a commercial rule. Hello. If you're dealing, let's just get into commerce for a couple of minutes here, all right? We're going to talk about economics between commerce this week and next week. It's a pretty lengthy topic, but it's not complicated. See what I'm saying? My job is to wake you up and give you this information in an uncomplicated fashion so that you could see it, all right? Commerce leads to manufacturing, okay? Commerce means you have to have something to sell. What are you selling that has to be produced over and over and over and over and over? This is where the commerce comes in. See, that's the difference between commerce and economics. In economics, you don't have to produce this thing over and over and over. Like somebody working and paying you. If you buy a building and you rent the building out, people are working paying you rent. And you don't have to buy that building over and over and over and over and over. You bought the building, that's it. And as long as that building is standing there, you have residual income coming from the building, which is economics. That's the basis of economics, residual income. Okay? I'm just making it really, really, it's not complicated. See, here's something so you understand a little better. Let's say you make a cake, right? You make a cake. Yeah, the people in the neighborhood taste your cake. They love your cake, right? And we're talking about commerce here. So you decide, I'm going to make enough cake for everybody in the neighborhood because they're eating my cake every day, right? Which means you have to make cakes every day. So now you're making so many cakes that you can't keep up. You can't make all these cakes by yourself. So you have to hire people to help you make cakes. Commerce brings about the jobs, okay? Now you're making jobs based on the commercial enterprises that you've set up based on your cakes. That's a guy from Hearst, potato chips. He started to make a few potato chips in a pot in his doggone garage. The neighbors loved the potato chips so much that he expanded his operation. Now, everybody has heard of Hearst, right? This is the guy that started making potato chips in a garage, all right? You have a lot of people started in a garage, but just one of two people. And through commerce, through the commercial endeavor of people wanting the products that they're making, they created jobs. They have thousands of people working for them now. They're all because of one little pot with some grease and potatoes in it, okay? So you got Hearst. Same thing, I think Apple, one of the computer companies started the same way. I think it was one before Apple. I forget. But anyway, they started in their garage, right, making laptops, making computers. I was in the laptop. They was making circuit boards and stuff, you know. You can research on exactly what they were making. But from that garage, the stuff caught on, and they're selling computers all over the place. I mean, they have to have people to work for them because they couldn't keep up with the demand. Thus, jobs were created through commerce, right? And now they have to have a stable place to engage in commerce because the dog-eat-dog people, they coming. You got something and they like it and they want it. You ain't got no way to protect it. They coming to take it. So now you need security. So they got either they hook up with a security company, right, or that company becomes the government. And the government, through the commerce, put boots on the ground, okay? If they're manufacturing weapons, they're selling weapons. You follow what I'm saying? They need people to make the weapons. That's more jobs. You know where I'm coming from? And the more jobs they're creating, the more money that they're taking in because they make profit. Because if it costs them $1 to make it, they're selling it at 100%. Either they sell it for either $2, all right, or if they put labor costs and all that stuff, well, labor and everything is in, it costs them $1 to make, okay? That's paying labor and everything out of that dollar. So they sell it for $2. That's 100% markup. Okay, so now they have a profit margin. Hello? Now they have a profit margin. Now they can invest in stuff. Okay? Now, this is what I'm saying. This is commerce. Commerce brings about jobs. Jobs brings about companies. Companies brings about corporations. Corporations brings about states, governments. This is what's going on right now. Okay? Now you got to make so much money, you have to have a centralized banking system, right? This is what the story of Moses is all about. We can go through the whole story. He split the sea, yada, yada, you know what I mean? But the story of Moses was about having a centralized banking system, okay? Now, why don't we consider a centralized banking system as economics? Okay? Economics for who? You see what I'm saying? A centralized banking system means that you're taking care of money for people. So in order for you to take care of money for people, if you're taking care of so much money, what do you have to do? You have to hire people, okay? You have to hire people to help take care of the money. So the money takes, the money becomes the excuse me, I hit the wrong button. And the money becomes, think about this, the money becomes commerce. See what I'm saying? They even got the name, Commercial Bank. You know what I'm saying? They're giving you hints about what's going on, but you can't see what's going on because you have been blinded by the structure. The best thing they can do for you is to make things so complicated, and the best thing they can do for themselves, make things so complicated that you got to pay $150,000 to go to college to learn the language and what they do. It's all come down to the language. You follow what I'm saying? Oh, boy, you got all of those. Ain't number bad, bro. You know what I mean? They changed the name of everything to make it complicated for you, and you mostly sitting in school to learn the language. You know, Einstein, when he first coming out of high school, he had trouble with mathematics. Why? Because of the language. All right? He didn't understand the language of math. Once he figured out the language, he became one of their best mathematicians. You follow what I'm saying? I said one of, because you got a lot of black mathematicians that were smarter than Einstein, but they're not getting the recognition because they worked in they worked under a group. And the group leader got the credit. You know what I mean? I'm not getting too much history, but that's what's been going on. Okay. Now we're talking about the difference between, I'm going to get off track here. We're talking about the difference between commerce and economics. There is a difference. Now we talked about you making the cakes, right? You're making the cakes, you're selling the cakes. After selling up cakes, you're creating jobs to help make the cakes because you're making so many cakes, you have to keep up with the demand. That's commerce, all right? Now, how do you turn that same situation into economics? Let's say you sell your cake recipe, okay? You have a cake recipe that you've made that everybody's in love with. You put the recipe on the market. You don't have to create the recipe over and over again. You just have to print it out. And everybody's buying a recipe now. Now you don't need you don't need labor, you don't need equipment, you don't need anything. Just a way to print out the recipe so that people can get it. Now they got it so you can just download it. Put on the internet, they hit the download button, it comes right to them. So now the recipe is economics. Making the cake itself. Let me move this cursor so if I do that, I won't cut the music off. Making the cake itself, right, is commerce, okay? The recipe is economics. You see the difference between commerce and economics, okay? That's what I'm talking about. So that's pretty plain. That's not complicated. Let's say you decide to make a tablet. Well, I want to make a tablet, and everybody loves this tablet, all right? Now, the diagram, the schematics for the tablet, that's economics. So that is because you only got to make that one time. It's done. This tablet is done. Now you want to make the tablet. Now you need commerce. That's when you get into commerce. See what I'm saying? Buying and selling. Once you start buying and selling, you need supplies, you need inventory, you need place to work. You need, you might have to get supplies from other people to make this happen or whatever you're trying to make. But you're going to need to hire people to help you make all these habits. Now you got to buy equipment. You understand what I'm saying? So now you're getting into commerce. commerce can get complicated. Economics is not. But commerce can get really, really complicated based on your business knowledge. And you got laws and rules of what you can sell, how you can sell it, where you can sell it to. You follow what I'm saying? If you're selling it over to another country, follow what I'm saying? Because they're making, somebody else might be making the same item. It might not be as good as yours, but they're making the same item. So they might have laws in place to block you from selling your item into their country so that their item can sell. It's kind of crazy. This is what they're doing with the cars. So instead of manufacturing the cars here and sending them to China, they set up a manufacturing place in China. But they got to get permission from China to do that because it's cheaper to build a plant in China dealing with commerce rather than make the cars here and ship it to China with the tariffs and all that kind of stuff. Know what I'm saying? They're doing this all over the country. You know what I mean? Once you can see the difference between commerce and economics, you're on your way towards building wealth. You can build wealth through commerce too. Now, economics is not the only thing, but you can do wealth through commerce. The commercial enterprises can bring you a lot of wealth. You know, the difference between commerce and economics in broadcasting and television and radio. You know, once you can see the difference, it makes it easier for you to engage in these things. Makes it easier. Now, the best way to deal when you're dealing with commerce, well, when you're dealing with commerce or economics, you have to be careful because there's rules and laws set up wherever you're starting your commercial endeavor or your economic endeavor, and you have to get down with the rules. Now, if you come up with something that's so powerful that it can create economics and commerce, okay, then you need to deal with securing whatever it is, because if doggy dog, people will steal it. You put it out there, and they have copyright laws. You know, you have to be careful with the items that you put on a copyright too, because you're dealing with a doggy dog structure here right now. You know, well, the structure is not really doggy dog, but the players that are running the structure for the last 90 years, they've been doggy dog. They're coming at you from a doggy dog perspective, okay? And that's what the fight is all about. Big dog trying to make sure that the little dog don't take a piece of them. All right, they want all of it, and that's how they'll be coming at you, okay? This is your brother Elohim coming to you out of Philadelphia. Call in number 516-453-9230. We're here every day talking about different things, okay? Now, just give you an idea of how it goes. On Sunday, okay, we're talking about the Bible code, and love. That's what we're talking about on Sunday. Monday, we're talking about society news broadcast, letting you know what's going on in society, updates, who's doing what, and what's going on, okay? Tuesday, Toronto for Scripture, Secret Doctrine. We're reading from the Toronto for Scripture, Secret Doctrine. All of the members that in the society, Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love, have the Toronto for Scriptures. Now, if you're not in the society, because the book is not on sale. You know what I'm saying? We're actually giving these books and stuff out at cost because we do have thought process in there from other people. So we're not trying to plagiarize nobody's stuff. You understand what I'm saying? We give them credit for the thought process they've introduced that we're using in the Toronto Scriptures, okay? You know, it's from the Bible, different people, you know, that have a thought process that we've incorporated in the book. Okay, so now we have Wednesday, which is politics. We talk about politics on Wednesday, and Thursday we talk about economics, which we're doing today. Every Thursday we're going to be talking about that money, how to use the money, how to hold on to the money, how to begin to secure that 50% budget, okay? Because that's the key to the whole thing. If you get on the 50% budget, you can get out of the hole, I'm telling you. You know what I mean? Now Friday we're talking about health. You ain't gonna be able to do 50% budget or nothing. if you're in bad health, if you're sickly, can't really move around, you're in trouble, so you need your help. And Saturday, we're dealing with Letters of Information and .net. And that's about Black history. Okay, why we got to separate Black history from white history? Because they're not teaching the history of the melanated people in school. They're only teaching history of non-melanated people. You know, well, everybody's melanated. I don't like to use the term Black, white, or whatever. But they're teaching the history in a manner to keep you in that slave mode, that slave mentality, and you know, keep you in a negative mindset. That negative energy is constantly coming back to you. That's how they teach it history at school. But we want to give it to you from a different perspective, all right? So that's what we do on Saturday. Okay, now, back to the topic at hand. Excuse me. Like I say, this is late night for me. So that's the last thing I do before I crash. Once I do this, I do my clothing and shirts, and I don't really, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to crash. And I would start the next day. My day starts at 4 o'clock every day, you know? And that's how I began. We'll talk about that. I'm not sure. But right now, we're talking about this money, man, you know? Now, the question is, we talk about economics. That's what we talk about first. We're not talking about investments, right? Now, investments, that's a whole nother show. Investments, I think you should deal with, if you're going to invest, you invest in something that brings you economics. That should be your first investment, right? That should be your first investment, something that brings you economics. Because the more economics you secure, the more money you have to put your money towards the economics. And if you want to, you can get into commerce. But see, if you're doing and some people don't have no idea of what to make and what to build. I mean, I can't cook, can't bake nothing, you know what I mean? I can't grow anything, you know. But when you get on economics, you don't need all that. All you need to do is get on the 50% budget. And after a couple of years, well, we'll show you how to do that. Now, the economics that we talk about is for people that their parents haven't been to college, they work in jobs whenever they can, try to put food on the table. You're barely eating in the house, you know, and you're barely making it through school, through high school, right? These are the people that we're targeting when we're talking about economics, okay? We're not talking about the middle class. Middle class kind of have a little bit easier way to get out. But a lot of the middle class is stuck in that cycle, too, and they're living from paycheck to paycheck. So they kind of need this economics that we're talking about to help them as well. If they're going to, if they're tired of being a thousandaire and want to be millionaires, this is the way to get at it. Now, this is not no get-rich-quick scheme. We don't have those. We don't do those. All right. Now, we do have a money-making venture in a society. And now how that works is you invest your money for 1 year. And whatever you invested, you get 100% return on your money. Okay. 100% return on your money. That's how the money-making venture works. So it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. Okay. So that means that it takes time to develop the money to pay you back your money plus 100% over what you put in. Like if you put in $100 in a year, you got $200 coming, right? It's best to leave $100 in there so that every year you still got $100 coming. Now, if you put $500 a month, let's say if you put $100 a month into the money-making venture, at the end of 1 year, right, you have each month, you'll get your $100 back. Because you're going to leave the first $100 there. You're going to get $200 back. So you leave the first $100 there, and every month you'll be getting $100. If you put $500 there, every month you'll be getting $500. If you put $1 million there, a month in, every month you'll be getting $1 million. And that $1 million that you first put up will still be there. And if you decide, I want out of the money-making hookup, then every month you get $2 million back instead of $1 million. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the year, you'll have no money invested in the money-making venture, and then that following year, you get nothing back because you don't have no money in. So whatever you can put up a month for that first year, then that's what you do, because that's what you're going to get back every month. You know, it's $300, $400, $500 a month. If you put $500 a month in, at the end of that first year, every month, you're going to get $500 profit. I'm going to say it like that. You understand the word profit. You're going to get that $500 profit back, and the $500 seed money that you put in will still be there until you decide to quit the money-making venture. And then instead of getting $500 back every month, if you quit, you get $1,000 a month back every month if you decide to quit. But that next year, you'll have nothing coming in because you've gotten all your money back out. That's how the money-making venture works. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. You don't have to bring nobody in. You don't have to go around looking for people to join to make that 100% entry, all right? We'll be dealing in real estate, and we'll be investing in real estate economics. We'll be using economics to create the money, to create the profit on the money that you put in. This is just the society's system that we set up so that once the people start getting the payout, they'll have a way to invest part of their money over 1 year so that they can have residual income coming back on that money. So now, the difference, now let's go back to, I'm going to get off the subject again. Let's go back to we're dealing with economics and commerce, okay? Why commerce is not economics is what we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to explain the difference. If you go to any one of these sites, like we're saying, any one of these sites, any one of these schools, and they make it so complicated that it's hard to comprehend, you know? And what we're trying to do is break it down real easy, uncomplicated things so that you can help wake you up to what you've been doing, all right? Now, you know, we talk about the 50% budget. We talk about the 50% budget. Every time we talk about economics, we're going to be talking about the 50% budget, because all of the power that we're trying to give you in your thought process is coming from the Bible, all right? The story of Joseph. Save half the crop, spend half the crop for 7 years. Now, according to the Bible, you're supposed to be on a 50% budget for 7 years, then you start investing, okay? But we broke it down to 2 years. You can do it in 2 years and start investing, you know, on the 50% budget, okay? The way we set it up, all right? Now, right now, we're dealing with, we're going to go through the whole system next week. But right now, we're just talking about the difference between commerce and economics, all right? So we're going to reiterate. Now, if you have, like I said, if you have cakes, right, and you're selling cakes, and the people in the neighborhood love your cakes, we're just reiterating what we went over, and they love your cakes. And you decide, well, I'm going to keep making these cakes to supply the neighborhood. That means you have to make cakes every day. And the more cakes you have to make, the harder it is for you to keep up with the demand. So you hire people. So you're engaging in commerce, buying and selling. That's commerce. Okay? That's commercial. That's how the commercial industry works. All right. Now, the commercial law is maritime law. So you have to look up maritime law so you can really see the rules and regulations when it comes into commerce. Because if you're making enough product, you might want to ship overseas. You might want to ship to other states and all that kind of stuff. So you have to know the rules and laws of commerce. You know what I'm saying? But commerce is buying and selling. Now, if you're buying and selling, then you get into manufacturing. Once you get into manufacturing, now you get into, you have to have a building, you have to have a place. Now, there's rules and laws for how you're going to make the cake, what kind of building you're going to be in the cake. You know, how clean the building got to be and all that. So when you get into manufacturing, the pies and cakes or cookies or whatever you're selling, they're going to come from it. Don't have to be that. From my team, by the guy who set up a pot in his garage, and he was cooking potato chips. okay? And he started giving to the neighbors, and the neighbors loved the potato chips so much. This is where the story's coming from. They loved the potato chips so much that he had to hire people, right? Hire people to make more potato chips. The guy's name was Hers. Everybody knew about Hers. Now he's hiring thousands of people to make them same potato chips. Of course, he's making other stuff other than potato chips now, but I'm just saying that's how he started. You know, he had an idea to make potato chips. You see what I'm saying? But that's commerce. That's not economics. See? Economics is somebody else working and paying you. Now, how can we turn this potato chip story into economics and not commerce? The recipe that he's using to make the doggone potato chips or the cake or whatever they're making, that's the economics, because he don't have to recreate the recipe over and over every day. Once you put the recipe on the market, it's on the market. You know, you can even have people download it, but you don't have to make the recipe. You know, you have to print the recipe out. But once the recipe is made, it's made. You only have to make it once. But when you're dealing with making the cakes, that's when you get into commerce, because you have to make the cakes every day. That creates jobs. This is where your jobs is coming from, commerce. You know what I'm saying? Everything that runs the society basically is coming from commerce. Okay? Yeah, that's even the banks. You know, because once you start making the money, you got to put the money in the bank. They got commercial banks. If they use their commercial bank, all this is coming from commerce. So there's a difference between commerce and economics. See, when you first start out, when you're on the 50% budget, that first 50% budget that you're dealing with, you want to invest in something that's going to bring you economics. You don't want to get into commerce right away. You want to invest in something that's going to bring you economics, all right? And the suggestion that we have is that you start off with real estate, okay? You save your money for a couple of years. You go down to the sheriff's sale. Don't just go down here and buy a property right off the market. You know, go down to the sheriff's sale. Foreclosure, that's where you go. Buy your three-story building. See what I'm saying? Rent the sucker out. You know what I'm saying? Now you have economics, because once you buy the building, you don't have to buy the building every day. The building is there. Now you have economics. What is economics? Somebody else working and paying you. Or it could be something working and paying you. Right now we're going through the difference between economics and commerce. See, they're two different animals. All right, but if you lump them all together, what they do in the classrooms and on the videos and on YouTube, wherever you go, they lump everything together. It's hard to see it that way. You have to know how to get into commerce and how to get into economics. See, those economics is something or somebody working and paying you. Now, if you have enough money and you, let's say you take $1,000 and you invest it in Bitcoin. Leave the $1,000 there. As the bitcoins go, your money is now working for you. You see what I'm saying? The money is now working for you. And as the bitcoin price go up, you're making money. And you don't have to spend, once you spend $1,000, you don't spend $1,000 over and over, just leave it there. And it'll begin making money. And the only thing about that, bitcoins, the stock market and all that, there's a chance that it goes the other way. And you lose your little $1,000. So you're basically gambling. That's what's going on, okay? Everything is considered a gamble. Just walking across the street, if you're gambling, like you won't get by a car. But I'm just trying to make it plain so that we can see a little better the difference between commerce and economics, all right? Because they're not doing, you go listen, go check, go Google economics, Google this stuff up, and see if they make it as plain as I'm making it to you. That you won't, they're not giving it to you the way I'm giving it to you. Elohim is giving it to you in a manner that you can see it, all right? So that you don't have to have no 12 or 13 week course on economics and commerce, because they're not really complicated. Commerce is when you're making something with let me say it this way. Commerce is buying and selling. Economics is buying something that's going to produce residual income. What is residual income? Something that you're making money off that you don't have to reproduce every time to make money. You don't have to develop it every time to make money, okay? If I make a ladder, right? You follow what I'm saying? Well, that's different. If I make the blueprint for a ladder and I sell the blueprints, well, that's it. I sold the blueprint and I'm making money off the blueprint. But now the person that bought the blueprint, see, they're going to engage in commerce because they got to make the ladder. Now they're going to need a place to make it, supplies, people, money, everything. They might need investors to help get a place to make that ladder, you know, or where they're getting the supplies from for the ladder. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to have to hire people. And then they got rules and regulations. We're dealing with commerce now. Now we have to get into commercial law. See what I'm saying? Which is based on maritime law, based on the sea. You know, but you have to study. Once you go into commerce, that's a whole different animal. You have to study the laws. Then you have to study the laws of when you're dealing with economics, too, wherever you're at. Because if you decide to, let's say you decide to make a poem, see, a poem can be economics. You make a poem and you're selling a poem. You don't have to make that same poem every day. Once you made that poem, it's made, like you do with a record. If you make a record, all right? Now, the artist, the writer who wrote the record, you see what I'm saying? He has to file his claim with the Library of Congress on that record, so that record is his. So the music is his. Now they take that music and he sells that music to a record company. See what I'm saying? Which is what I do. The record company, like BMI, okay, BMI shops the music to the artist. Artists like the music, then I get paid for them using my music. If you don't come from, if you look at the albums that some of these famous artists are making, different people are writing the music. The artists don't write all these songs. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. You have songwriters who write songs. And then you have producers. This is what I'm saying. Once you start seeing the difference between economics and the difference between commerce, it makes it easier to see how to invest your money. All right, like the stock market, you can use your money to make money in the stock market, but that's gambling. Stocks don't always go up. And when that stock goes down, you wind up losing all your money. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, you're buying the stock at 20 cents, stocks go down to 5 cents, you don't lost 15 cents on the dollar for your stock. Now, if the stock go up, you buying at 20 cents, the stock go up to 35%, you made 15 cents on your dollar. Now you have to decide whether to get out or stay in, but that's gambling, okay? That's a form of gambling that's pretty risky if you don't know how to deal with the market, okay? This is what we're getting at. Now, there's a difference between commerce and economics. Let me make this right, because I'm trying to make it so simple that you can really see it, because they make everything so complicated. You know, you start checking out economics. It's like rocket science out there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, rocket science ain't hard either. It's the language that makes rocket science hard, not the math. But the math is pretty easy if you can get past the language that they're using. Okay? But anyhow, there is a difference between economics and commerce, right? The difference is plain. Economics takes you into residual income. Residual income is once you make something and you keep making money off the thing that you have made and you don't have to make it over and over and over, right? The cake scenario. I make cakes. People like my cakes. I have to make more cakes to satisfy the neighborhood. So I can't make all these cakes by myself. Now I have to hire people to help me make the cakes. Jobs come through commerce. Okay, this is where the job market comes through commerce. All right. Now the same scenario. How do I get economics? Economics comes from the recipe. Instead of making the cakes, you sell the recipe. And whoever buys a recipe, they go into commerce, okay? So your recipe is selling, 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 and you don't have to make the recipe but once. But whoever buys the recipe, they got to make the cakes over and over and over. That's where the commerce comes in. One is economics, one is commerce. One is residual income. Residual income means that you're constantly making money off this thing and you don't have to do it again. That's residual income. Really simple. Now, after the show goes off, go on the internet, look up economics. And man, you'll see how they make it so complicated, it's difficult to understand. They link everything together. And it's not like that. Commerce and economics is two different things. Now, commerce can get really, really complicated. You know what I mean? We're talking about buying and selling. Then we're talking about manufacturing. We're talking about labor costs. We're talking about, commerce can get out there, you know? And you have to separate all this stuff, because if you don't separate it, buying and selling don't take you into business. That's a whole nother thing. What's the difference between commerce and business? See what I'm saying? The business, that's a whole nother animal. Maybe we'll get into that. We got about 15 minutes. I might get into that a little bit. See, now, business is marketing. That's what business is. See, you have commerce, you have economics, you have commerce, and you have business. Business is marketing, knowing the rules and the regulations and your target audience. You follow what I'm saying? If you're making cake out of sugar, you don't want to sell it. You're not trying to sell your cake to you're not going to target a diabetic audience because they buy your cake because there's too much sugar in it. You follow what I'm saying? If you're a butcher and you're selling pork, you're not going to try to sell your pork. You're not going to sell your pork to. You're not going to target a Muslim community if you're selling pork because they don't eat pork. Now you're getting into business. Business is marketing. How are you going to market your product? Who's going to buy your product? How are you going to get the information about your product to the consumer that you want to consume your product? That's another thing. We're talking about economics, marketing. We're talking about economics, commerce, business, and the consumer industry. That's a whole nother industry all by itself, if I understand. And this is what's been happening in certain communities, like the Black community. They have been denying business owners access, you know what I'm saying, access to the advertising market, if I understand. Because if you don't have access to your consumers, how are they going to get your product? And that's why the internet became pretty good, because it was getting kind of good access to the internet. But they're beginning to control that. They're beginning to shut that down. Okay. Well, we got about 5 minutes left. Now, those that are on the line, I want to thank you so much. Remember, if you have questions or anything, all you got to do is hit one, and we can open up, and you can ask questions or whatever, you know. But when I give the show, I try to answer all the questions before you ask them. So. Sometimes I don't. If you have a question that I missed, see what I'm saying? Chime in. Ask the question. Ask whatever you want, and we'll dialogue about it, okay? The number is 516-453-9230, okay? Now, what we covered today, we covered economics. We're going to cover economics every Thursday. We're going to cover economics. So this information has to get out. So I suggest you let people know or whatever, you know what I mean, because sometimes the text don't go out, but I'm here every day. So let's go over what I'm be doing right quick. On Sunday is the Bible and Love. Monday is Society News Broadcast. So those of you who are in the society and want to know information about what's going on in society, Monday's the day, all right? Tuesday, we have we read through the Tyrannical Scriptures Secret Doctrine. Tyrannical Scripture Complete Volume. I got more than one Tyrannical Scriptures out there. But the Tyrannical Scripture Complete Volume is the one that goes to the site, okay? And we read that every Tuesday. and those who have your back, if you have questions about something that you're reading in, just let me know. Wednesday, we're talking about politics. Thursday is economics, we're doing today. Friday is health. Saturday is legacy of a nation. We're talking about Black history. Every day we're on the air from Sunday to Saturday. We're here today. Now, just to reiterate right quick, we're talking about commerce. When we talk about economics, we talk about commerce. We talk about business. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about the consumer market. We're talking about consumers. Well, those are the four things that we talked about. We didn't cover them in depth because I separate all of them. But when you go Google any of this stuff, they link everything together, and it's confusing. It's really confusing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really confusing out here, the way they're teaching, the way they're telling people what's going on. We're showing it to you so that you can stop being a thousandaire and work on becoming a millionaire, all right? That's your economics and commerce. This is how you get there, right? And we'll show you how to start off. Now, our show is for the children of the parents who don't have no money, working jobs, all that kind of stuff. Don't have money to send their children to college and all that. That's what this show is for. This show is about the people who feel as though they don't have no way out. But you do have a way out. Even if you're locked into so many expenses that you can't get on a 50% budget, we'll talk about how to get you down off some of those expenses so you can go into the 50% budget. Now, we didn't go through the whole thing this week. We went through it last week. Now, next Thursday, we're going to go through the whole system in reference to how to get out of the hole when you're living from paycheck to paycheck. But just remember the most important thing is that if you can't save half your money, you're living beyond your means. Start to cut back on something. And we'll give you a couple of things. We've got about 2 minutes left. Cut back on, it starts at the food market. All right? Start looking up for them coupons and stuff. You know what I'm coming from? You can't go out no more. If you can't save half your money, you can't eat out. Eating out is expensive. Even going to McDonald's, you can't even do that. You have to go home, shop, and you have to cook. You have to make your meals. You're going to work every day. Don't stop and buy that cup of coffee. Don't do that. You can't do that no more. This is how you begin to cut back to bring the money back into your pocket. You know what I mean? Get your little thermos or whatever they call it that you can put some coffee in. You take with you to work if you got to have that cup of coffee. You don't come rather than going stopping at some of these stores. You get $2 a dog on a thing. You know what I mean? $2 a day, that's over $600 a year. $600 a year that can be in your pocket. By you just going to the supermarket, buying a big thing and a coffee maker, you know, and a thermos, you know what I'm doing? All right, I have walked the path to divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace to return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now, we have, we got a few more steps left, so let me just finish up. Remember that love is an act to make others feel good. That's our theme song. I want everybody to be in the thought process of having a feel-good day. If you're not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, because you reap what you sow. It's coming back to you. You know what I'm saying? One way or another, it's coming back to you. Okay? Now, remember, if you can't save half your money, you're living beyond your means. Save half your money so you have money to invest. All right? And this is how you begin to get out of the hole, begin to make a way so that your children can have more. Okay? This is Brother Elohim. We're out of time, and we'll chit-chat to you again tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're talking about health. Trying to keep you out of the doctor's office. Well, doctor's office, okay, but going to the doctor. We'll see you tomorrow. Much love.